Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this program, we're paying tribute to songwriter and jazz legend Hoagy Carmichael for his birthday on November 22nd. Carmichael, born in Bloomington, Indiana, became one of the most beloved entertainers of the early 20th century and also wrote some of the most beloved American songs, like The Nearness of You, Skylark, and Georgia on My Mind. This hour, we'll sample from his songbook, hearing those songs performed by Frank Sinatra, Carmen McRae, Nora Jones, and more. It's Stardust, the Hoagy Carmichael Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Here's one of the good old good ones we're gonna beat out for you. Dedicate this one to my manager, Mr. Joe Glazer. Going way back and dig up Lazy River for him there. Lazy River, where the old mill runs, up the Lazy River with the noonday sun, lingering in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away troubles, dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me. Up the Lazy River, what the robin's song. Two bright lights as we stroll along. Blue skies up above, the one I love. Up the Lazy River, how happy we will be. Mama, yeah. Yes, up the Lazy River. Oh yes. Baba does it. Up the Lazy River. Oh, you river. You river. Oh, you dog river. Look out there, Billy Carr, gonna modulate this time. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957 with Lazy River, written in 1930 by New Orleans clarinetist Sidney Arodin and songwriter Hokey Carmichael. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. This hour, we're exploring some of the best entries in the Hokey Carmichael songbook. We'll start with a song that he wrote in his hometown of Bloomington, Indiana, just a few blocks from the WFIU studios where I'm recording this episode. It was his first major song and has since gone on to become his most famous and most widely recorded song, despite the complexity of its melody and harmony. There are over 1,000 versions of this song in existence. Of course, I'm talking about Stardust. The legendary story of Stardust goes that Hokey Carmichael was walking around Indiana University's campus one night in 1927, looking up at the starry sky and thinking about a past love, when the melody came to him. He stepped into the downtown coffee house known as the Book Nook, sat down at the piano inside, and out came this song. The reality is, according to biographer Richard Sudhalter, he had probably been tinkering with the melody for a year or so, and the title Stardust was dreamt up by his pal, Stu Gorell, not necessarily inspired by Hoagie's own glances skyward. It's an instrumental melody, intricate and serpentine, and although Carmichael tried his hand at some lyrics early on, he ultimately didn't think of it as a love song with words. However, in 1929, publisher Irving Mills asked lyricist Mitchell Parrish to pen some lyrics to Stardust, which became the song that we know today. It's been a standard among vocalists since it was first performed in recordings by both Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong back in 1931. Let's hear a popular version now from 1940. This is the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers with Hokey Carmichael's Stardust on Afterglow.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration.
Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
Paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart it always will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Memory of love's refrain.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. All the arms reach out to me, all the eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams.
Two early songs written by Hoagy Carmichael. Just now we heard Georgia on My Mind, written in 1930 by Carmichael with lyrics by his close friend Stu Gorell. That was performed by Billie Holiday in 1941. Before that, Carmichael's enduring standard, Stardust, whose title was created by Gorell, but whose lyrics were written by Mitchell Parrish. That was performed by Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers, along with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1940. Hoagy Carmichael worked with many lyricists over the years. In the 1930s, he had landed a job at the film studio Paramount as a staff songwriter, and the studio would often assign him a staff lyricist to work with. In 1938, that lyricist was a man by the name of Frank Lesser, who later went on to become a notable composer in his own right, penning things like the musical Guys and Dolls. As a duo, Hoagy and Frank only wrote a few songs, but those songs have gone on to become enduring classics. Let's hear two now. Here is Mel Torme in 1951 with the most enduring song by the duo of Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser, Heart and Soul, on Afterglow.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and
cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To get a bit of rest and get this little nest. Here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? Here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to to say good night.
Two standards from 1938, written by Hoagy Carmichael and lyricist Frank Lesser. Just now we heard Julie London in 1959 with Two Sleepy People, first sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in the film The Big Broadcast of 1938. Before that, the song Heart and Soul, performed there by Mel Torme for Capitol Records in 1951. Even though the majority of Hoagy Carmichael's songs were written in the first half of the 20th century, his songs still continue to be performed today. I'm going to play now a few versions from here in the 21st century. This first one comes from singer Kurt Elling from his 2001 album Flirting with Twilight. The song is a curious one in Carmichael's catalog, I Get Along Without You Very Well, a lovely tune about the attempt at perseverance after a broken heart. Carmichael based the song off of a poem that he read in Life magazine titled Except Sometimes, written by a mysterious author who went by the initials J.B. He reworked their poem into this song. However, when he went to publish it, he couldn't because J.B. still had the copyright on the original poem, and no one knew where to find that person. The call went out over Walter Winchell's radio show, and weeks later, J.B. was found. The mysterious poet was Mrs. Jane Brown Thompson, a 71-year-old woman living in Philadelphia, who was also in poor health at the time. The copyright was worked out, but it's very likely that Thompson passed away before she heard it performed on the radio in 1939. Here's the song now. This is Kurt Elling with I Get Along Without You Very Well on Afterglow.
Get along without you very well. Of course I do, except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves. Then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should, of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Could I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. 'Cause I get by without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation? Oh no, it's just the nearness. Feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams came true. I need no sorrow. Do enchant me. If you will only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight.
Nora Jones, from her 2002 album Come Away With Me, and the 1937 Hoagie Carmichael and Ned Washington song The Nearness of You. Before that, we heard Kurt Elling in 2001 with the 1939 Hoagie Carmichael and Jane Brown Thompson song I Get Along Without You Very Well. We'll hear more of the Hoagie Carmichael songbook in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been sampling from the Hoagy Carmichael songbook this hour. Carmichael's birthday is on November 22nd. As we've discussed so far, Carmichael was an excellent composer and occasional lyricist, more often working with wordsmiths like Ned Washington or Frank Lesser. One of his most celebrated collaborators was fellow singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. Mercer was 10 years younger than Carmichael, but they each had an easygoing charm, and being from Georgia and Indiana, respectively, they had a more folksy approach to songwriting compared to many of the more urbane songwriters working in Tin Pan Alley. They first teamed up in 1933 and worked together several times over the decades. In 1941, Carmichael gave Mercer a melody he had on hand called Bix Licks, named after his old friend, trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke. Together, Carmichael and Mercer crafted that melody into a song known today as Skylark. Let's hear it now. This is Carmen McRae with Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Skylark on Afterglow.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a-journeying? Over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
A barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew, Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town crier cry, and if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, you better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the the shank of the night when the doings are right. You can tell 'em I'll be there. The bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear? Under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em I'll be there.
Two songs by Hoagy Carmichael and lyricist Johnny Mercer. Just now we heard Dean Martin in 1951 with In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening. That song was originally intended to be in an unproduced Betty Hutton film in 1949, but later reworked into the Bing Crosby film Here Comes the Groom in 1951, and later won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. Before that, we heard their celebrated song Skylark, written in 1941 and performed there in 1959 by singer Carmen McRae. While Hoagy Carmichael's songs became fixtures in Hollywood in the 1930s, by the 1940s, the man himself also became a fixture on screen as an actor. His first main role was in the 1944 Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall film To Have and Have Not, where he played the role of Cricket, the piano player. Carmichael plays a few of his original songs in the film, and others were used as background music, including this next one, Baltimore Oriole. The lyrics here are by one of his great collaborators, Paul Francis Webster, who understood Carmichael's folksy charm. The melody is bluesy, inspired in part by Jewish cantor melodies, although it was deemed too difficult for Lauren Bacall to sing in the film, which is why it ended up as background music. Nevertheless, here it is, sung by Barbara Lee in 1957. This is Hoagy Carmichael's Baltimore Oriole on Afterglow.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow, leaving her mate. She flew straight to the Tangipahoe, where a two-timing blackbird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Messed around with that big mouth till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy, it was a woman like now and then could happen thing. Send her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. make a lonely man happy. Baltimore Oriole, fly down from that bough, fly back to him now. Till he singed her wing. Forgiven is easy. It's a woman like now and then could happen thing. Send her back home. Home ain't home without her warbling. Make a lonely man happy. Baltimore Oriole, fly down from that bough, fly back to him now, Baltimore Oriole.
Old southern city, just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed man like mine, say you're right in New Orleans. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. Lace. A glass of wine will
singer Teddy King in 1954 with Hoagie Carmichael's New Orleans, one of the few songs where he wrote both melody and words. Before that, we heard Barbara Lee, one of Carmichael's champions, in 1957, singing Baltimore Oriole, a song written in 1944 with lyricist Paul Francis Webster. Now, there are entries in the Hoagie Carmichael songbook that are somewhat problematic here in the 21st century. For instance, I don't feel entirely comfortable playing songs like Hong Kong Blues or Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief, with the stereotypes that they portray. And even beloved songs like Rockin' Chair or Lazy Bones, as catchy as they are inspired by racist minstrel tropes, a common occurrence in pop tunes from the late 1920s and early 1930s, but unacceptable a century later. Even on this next song I'll play, it teeters on the edge of acceptability. Here, it's not the racial politics that are the issue, but rather the sexual politics. And it's not that they're offensive, per se, but rather they're just a bit old-fashioned. The dated lyrics here are by Harold Adamson, but Carmichael's melody is timeless and infectious. Plus, the performance here is sublime. Here is singer K-Star in 1950 with Hoagie Carmichael and Harold Adamson's A Woman Likes to Be Told on Afterglow.
It's been said that a woman is cold. A woman's love can't be bought or sold. A woman likes to be told. She may know that you're her fella, but it's better when you tell her. A woman likes to be told. A woman's funny that way. Clings to every word you say. If it's something sweet and gentle, she'll grow soft and sentimental and kiss your worries away. So if you think her smile is warm as summer, don't you ever keep it from her. For many a heart has been broken for spoken. A woman likes to be told that she never will grow old. And the more you say you love her, more and more you will discover. A woman likes to be told.
K-Star with an instruction manual for clueless 1940s bachelors. That was Hoagie Carmichael and Harold Adamson's A Woman Likes to Be Told. To close off this episode on Hoagie Carmichael's songs, I want to feature a performance from the man himself. Hoagie is often considered to be one of the original singer-songwriters in American pop music, possessed of a charming, if untrained, voice. Right outside of our radio studio here at WFIU, in Hoagie Carmichael's hometown of Bloomington, Indiana, sits a statue of the gentleman. I pass by it every day, and you'll often find someone has placed freshly picked flowers in one of his hands. The statue is life-size and incredibly lifelike, a gaunt but handsome figure sitting at a full-size Steinway grand piano cast in bronze. Donning a pork pie hat with his sport coat strewn onto the piano frame, Hoagie is permanently tinkling away at his original tune, Memphis in June, the sheet music sitting in front of him. And with that, here is Hoagie Carmichael himself from the 1956 album Hoagie Sings Carmichael with Memphis in June on Afterglow.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June and cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and a talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June and sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise. Brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June. Jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise. Brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June.
Hoagie Carmichael, in 1956, performing his own song, Memphis in June, with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And thanks for tuning in to this Hoagie Carmichael songbook edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
Mm-hmm.